Well, Neil, not only do you plant corn and soybeans, but you make a significant amount of hay in the course of the year. Have you had a chance to make any hay yet?
No, unfortunately we haven't. That's kind of back to where the weatherman, you know, was playing tricks on us. The weather here in the last 4 or 5 days has been very nice. And had we known that, we certainly would have mowed some down, but they've been calling for thunder showers all week, so we didn't. And it's starting to, I don't know, Dave, it looks good, but, you know, if we go another 2 weeks, it's going to start to get kind of rank, and the quality will be subpar.
For those folks not familiar with making hay, how much, once you mow the hay, how quickly then do you need to get it baled?
As quickly as possible. Around here in the Midwest, anyone that's baled hay before knows that there could be a rain any time, and it's really, really just a shot in the dark when a thunderstorm could pop up. So typically 3 days, depending on the moisture of the ground, the humidity, the wind. There's so many factors that go into making hay, Dave. But typically, you know, we mow it, and in 3 days, we can have it up in a bale.
Right now, you think the quality is going to look going to be pretty decent?
The quantity is certainly there. We've had some rains, we've had some heat, so the yield will be fantastic. However, like I said, a couple weeks ago would have been the prime time to start getting first cutting up, and you know, the longer we go, the more the grasses will go to head, and some of the things will, you know, not look as nice in the bale for some of our equine customers that are, you know, very particular. But, you know, it should be fine, really, as long as we can get it baled up without it getting moldy in the bale and so on and so forth. It's always difficult to get good hay up first cutting.